Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim in the Sefer HaKadosh Divrei Yatziv of the Holy Klausenberg Rebbe. Sefer Tzadik Livrocha, Sefer Yogin Aleinu, Yaakov Yisrael, Amen. It's always a pleasure to learn the Torah of the Heilige Heilige Rebbe. And the Shi'ur should be a special schus, Rav Moroni Morosi Sheyichyu, and the schus Rav Ruvain ben Alta Nacham Shalamis. Bracha v'atzlacha v'chol ma'aseh yada, b'rius ha'shleima. And the question is, b'dvar ha'she'ela imuter li'os b'bayis kli gramophone avur ha'noshim שישתעשו בו להרחיד עצבנוסם ובדידוסם בשעה שבעליהם מחוץ לביסם והם לבד. And the question is it mutter to have a gramophone in the house, which is what they used to use in the olden days, back 700-800 years ago, exaggerating, to a record player, and it became a tape player, and then a CD player, and obviously we keep getting more and more technologically advanced with the machines that we have. But the question is one, that this woman is at home, by herself, the husband's out learning, husband's out at work, the kids are either out of the house, they're older, they're not born yet, they're in school, she's all by herself. What is she going to do, a woman all by herself in the house? Is she allowed to play some music, make her feel better, in order to lessen her feelings of sadness, depression? Says Moreno Rabbeinu Zatzal, Mokor HaDavu B'Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim Simen Tav Kuf Samach, Sif Kod Sif Gimel, Rambam, Perakim Taniyos Halachim Yitalib, Shigazlu Shalom Lenagin B'Klei Shir, There's a Gzeira not to be menagin, not to make music with instruments. And you're not allowed to listen to them because of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to listen to music because of Churban Beis HaMikdash and Open Din and Shulchan Aruch. Rambam. And even Shira B'Pe'al HaYayin is a surah, even to sing with one's mouth, if it's Al HaYayin, if it is together with wine, that's also aser. So with klizemer, it's always aser. And pepeh, it's aser ala yayin, wine. The tool brings from the Tshuvas HaRambam that even pepeh is aser, even without a mishta, even without yayin. And the Bach paskins that way, so the shla. Wow. When it's tapakti b'hach gramophone, in dino kishir b'peh, shu mashmir rak divrei chazanim shizim rubo ba'al peh. Kevin shu al yidei kli, dino kikino. So this is a very fundamental question. If you hear music coming from a machine, is that considered kli zemer? In other words, if someone is singing, there's no musical instruments being played. Someone's just singing, it's chazanis. Is that considered Shira B'Peh, which is permitted, unless it's Alayayin, besides according to the Tshuvas of the Rambam, but just taking the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, the Yad, that Shira B'Peh is Mutter, as long as it's not Alayayin. So what about listening to someone singing B'Peh, but it's coming from a machine? Is that considered Kli Zemer, which is Aser, or is it considered B'Peh, which is Mutter? So that's the clear, that's the suffix of the Heilige Rebbe. Ubikar adar v'shikshu ala rama menale l'chalik ben kli l'shir. So many people ask them, the Rambam is mechalik between a kli and shira b'peh. Rambam says that a kli is always aser, and shira b'peh is only aser al hayayin. And the question is, where does the Rambam get that chiluk from? Between kli and shir, bepeh. Kli is always aser, and shir bepeh is only aser al yayin. V'ani yastayti yesh lomer la'amar shah b'gitin sham, b'chelek ha'ad b'chidush ha'agadis, v'ad yikomer hani mili demana, afilu man de'omer de'ikr shir bepeh, havi mefarshinan b'kli, v'chsiv le'omine shavas m'sois tukum. Gemara says, the Gemara has a pasuk. First, the Mishnah has a pasuk. The pasuk is, "Shir lo yishtu yayin." That's the Mishnah and Soita. The Gemara and Gittin, they sent him a ruk for, "How do you know zemer is aser?" And he said, "You know, I know zemer is aser. Atis mechisol kil ka'amin." Asked the Gemara, "What about b'shir lo yishtu yayin? Why don't you use that pasuk?" And the Gemara says, if it's from Shir Lo Yishtu Yayin, you would say that's only with a kli. But with a peh, it's permitted. So, kamash malan tisro v'sol gil ka'amim, don't be joyful, Jewish people, to the joy of the nations. So it shows you that even peh is aser. From that second pasuk, we learn it's aser even peh. That's the Gemara that the Maharsha is going on. He writes, the hadikamer hani mili demana. Not that it says you would have thought that it's only us with a kli, zimra demana, from Bishir lo yishtu yayin. Even if you hold, like the Gemara says in numerous places, that the ikar shir is bepeh, so why would you think, why would you ever have a mean it's the kli? Because earlier on in the pasuk it says, Shabbos Misos Tupim, which is talking about a Kli. That's why you would have had a Havamina, but only a Kli is Aser, and not B'peh. Because the Pasuk of B'shir Lo Yishtu Yayin, in that context, is the previous Pasuk, it talks about Kelim. Therefore, you think it's only Aser with Kelim, with instruments. Ayin Shem B'divrei Amar Shah, אבל אפשר לא ימר נמי לא ימר באמס זה טיימה לחלק בין כלי לפה זה עד ברב זה צהל but we can really say that that's the reason to be מחלק between כלי and פה ולמען די עומד כשיר בכלי כריבר יהודה בסוק הדפנון וכשמר לא זה בתיים זכות סיין אבל א' לתסרחים יר א' So he brings all these sources that the Ikar Shira is big Kli. Lekach yesh lahachmir yoseh mekli mi bepeh. Mishum chuban vashbasas hashira shibamikdash bagam seinu ha-rabi. So maybe that's the Rambam's reason to be mechalek between kli and peh. Because there's a man de'amar in the Gemara in numerous places that the Ikar Shir is not the peh, the Ikar Shir is the kli. And that's this pasuk of Shir Lo Yishtu Yayin. So now that I have wine with shir, and in that context, we're talking about it with a kli. Because again, earlier on in the previous pasuk, it talks about playing instruments. So the Maharsha is explaining the Gemara's havamina. But even according to the man d'amri shir b'peh, we would have said it's talking about a kli. The Gemara is answering Dafka, the Torah is the Navi is answering Dafka a Kli, because in the context it's talking about a Kli. That was the Gemara's Havamina. And Rabbeinu was explaining that the Kleisenberg is at Sal, that that's the Rambam's reason, the Shulchan Aruch's reason for being Mechalik between Kli and Shir. the peh. Here we have the pasuk of Shir Lo Yishtu Yayin, and it's talking in the context of Klei Shir. So if the Rambam says, and this is in the Mandar Midrash one of his places, that the Iker is that Stam Shir is bepeh. That Iker Shir is bekli. So therefore, the Rambam is mechala. The kli is asher no matter what. And that's derived from Bishir Lo Yishtu Yayin, because in that context, it's talking about a kli. And that's the Iker Isser. And therefore, we're going to be machmir more on that than we will repeh. Repeh, we're only going to say it's asher bepeh, b'yayin, alayayin. The kli, we're going to say that it's asher without yayin. Why? Because the pasuk of b'shir lo yishtu yayin is talking about with the kli, as we see from the context. And we have a mandam of the Gemara in numerous places that the Ikar Shira is b'kli. So we're going to be more machmir. We're going to say the pasuk happens to mention wine. But since the Ikar Shira is b'kli, it's going to be asher even without wine. Any kli. Mishum churban v'hashbasis hashira shebemikdash b'avanusenu arabim. Because we have no beis hamikdash. So we're going to be even more machmir. We have another pasuk that tells us that the Gemara learns that pasuk is talking about shira b'peh. That's more calm. Because it's not the Ikar Shira. This shira is more chamor. So the Navi happens to be telling them, don't do it even ala yayin. But Chazal say, don't do it ala yayin with a kli. But Chazal say, not only ala yayin, since the Ikar Shira is the kli, even shalala yayin is going to be asr. Yesh loyma v'lakach nami marupa v'giv nisham pasak istam asnis in derecha. V'kri ba Yehuda t'ikar shira v'kli. And that's why marupa, again, this was a question that was asked to marupa. He was asked, zimu v'nalan d'asr. And he sent them the pasak v'atisof yisol gil ka'amim. And what's that pasak referring to? Rabbeinu writes, "The lekachna marufa begin shapasak istam asnis derechin, v'kui b'ayhu the dikur shira v'kli." So he passing like the stam mishnah derechin, on lafir aleph, that, and like Rabbi Yossi b'ayhu that the ikur shira is v'kli, the lechein habesavar the mevishir lo yishtu yayin rak v'kli. And we need the pasuk of Atisach Yisrael Gil Ka'amin to tell you that even the Pez Asim. Because Marukva holds like the Stamas Nisim. Yet the Ekashir is Bekli. And therefore, he's learning that the Shir Lo Yishtu Yayin is only the Kli. And that's why you need Al Tismach Yisrael Gil Ka'amin, even Mepezal. So since the Ikar Shir is the Kli, you need a special Pasuk of Tismach Gil Ka'amin. That's what he taught him, that even Mepezal. Like the Gemara says, why didn't he send them from Shir Lo Yishtu Yayin? Because from there you would have said only Kli. But Pez Mutter. So he says, no, this is also Gil Ka'amim, tells you even Bepezas, but the Ikar Shira is Bekli. But our Mishnah and Sota, is passing in Kehochasa, like the Pesach of the Rambam, in Klei Mikdash 3:3, that the Ikar Shira שהעבודה בפה ולא כלי. רבי יקר שירה is vocal. The base of Mikdash is vocal without a clue. And if so, there's no room to be machalic between pen and clue. And therefore the Mishnah learns from Bashila Yishtu Yayin that it's also even bepeh. And you don't need a clue for it to be asim. There's no having in the bechalik between kli and peh. Adarav, a peh is more chamur. So again, according to Marukva, Marukva says, for the pasuk of this world, Gil Ka'amim, that will get asir peh, because the kashir is the kli. That's your learn b'shir lo yishtu yayin. And kamash b'an achidish, that even b'peh is asir. Now our Mishnah holds, like the Rambam Paskins, that the Bashir is bepeh. And therefore, Bashir lo yishtu yayin is going on peh, and there's no reason to be mechalik between peh and kli. Because the Bashir is bepeh, and certainly kli is also asa. But the peh is more chamor, because the Bashir is bepeh. But the Kacha Rambam, the Tshuva Hadar Bein, Pisco, Bilchus, Tainis, Anah, Lechalik, Bein, Kli, Lepeh. And that's why the Rambam retracted in his tshuva from his Pesach and Hilchas Tainis and Tainis, he was mechalik between kli and peh. And he said that peh is aleyayin and kli is no matter what, that kli is more chamor. And the Rambam retracted. And the Rambam said that even the peh is asur without yayin. Why is even peh asur without yayin? Because peh is the ikar shiur. And the chilek between kli and peh is only according to Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. And the ikar shiur is b'kli. So if the ikar shiur is b'kli, then you can be mechalek between kli and peh. And you can say kli is asur no matter what, and peh is only asur ala yayin. Because the ikar shiur is b'kli. But if we don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda, we paskin that the Iker Shira is the peh. Peh is more chamer. There's no reason to be mechalik between the two. They're both going to be aser no matter what. And that's the way the Rambam paskins. That's peh is aser even without yayin. That's what the Rambam says in the Tshuva. Zemer is aser and peh is aser. The Iker Shira is the peh. And Zemer is also aser. The Rambam paskins again, the Beis HaMikdash, the Ikar Shir is bepeh, without a clue. And now, like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, that the Ikar Shir is bepeh. If all the Ikar Shir is bepeh, it could be mechalek. You could say bepeh, that's no matter what, the bepeh, you need to come into yayin. That's the Rambam and the Yad. But the Rambam and the Tshuva is chayzer bo, and he says, mapitum, the Ikar Shir is bepeh. The male of the pez aser and the kli is aser, they're both aser even without yayin. And other way, the pez more chamer because the kashir is the pez. Ulai shlomer l'shit sarama v'yara chazak v'chastani yosham v'lman diyamar ikra shir v'peh asru shir v'peh now tismach kevin shabbat l'shir v'peh v'mikdash and shabbat l'sanhedrin asru shir v'kli v'tray gzeris and maybe we can say l'shit sarama v'yad with Mechalik, and he says that the peh is only asur al yayin, and the kli is asur no matter what. The Rambam learns that according to the man Yomar Yikra Shir is bepeh, the asur shir of bepeh from Al Tismach Yisrael Gil Ka'amim, like the Gemara says, that's one example. Shir of bepeh is asur in the Mikdash, mi Al Tismach Yisrael Gil Ka'amim. That's one zero. And that's bepeh. But since there's no shira bepeh in the mikdash, we're also not allowed to have shira bepeh. That's from Altisma. And Mishabat Sanhedrin, then there's a new gzera of a separate gzera of shira b'kli, and they're two separate gzeras. The same. The shira b'kli is mishabat la Sanhedrin. There's the shira b'peh is mechod beis hamikdash, and they're two different gzeras. And since ain olam shira el aliyayin, the peh was asur aliyayin. And the kli was also because blood was Sanhedrin. And therefore you're not going to be mechalik aliyayin, not aliyayin. So maybe that's shot in the Rav and Tanios. The kli is also no matter what. And Shabbat was Sanhedrin, that's shira the kli. And there's a separate gzera of yayin. And yayin is the separate gzera of peh. And when you have peh, when you sing with your mouth, you're only singing aliyayim like you sing brachas lamed. So therefore, b'peh is asur aliyayim. Like Rashi there explains, it's talking about the Levim and Beis Hamikdash. And they say their shir b'peh is aliyayim. Things Rabbeinu achafilu b'kli. The Torah b'shem Yerushalmi daf mishiragel b'kach. But even b'kli, the Torah says the name of Yerushalmi, it's only someone's ragel b'kach. He does it when he wakes up and he goes to sleep. And the Ramah brings down the name of the Yishomrim. The only yisur is Hansen. When you wake up and you go to sleep. Chen lefeni yistayti nirat, that prima godim. Shem b'yishel avram, kosev yishlum, kosvos yishoshim lechol sudas, and chutzam dim nagim, po yam oisim ken. Zevada yisur gomer. You have to be moich of those people who sit there, they're suda. And outside they're playing music, and they do this every day. That's asur. Shibur brings this. Shaar Tzion, Sifkot Chav Gimel, says he's talking about Aliyayim. Rotze letzadeh lahatir b'mishta shel achil. He wanted to say that music in a mishta shel achil is okay, just not if it's a mishta shel yayim. L'fi kat sichli in boru, she'aprim begodim sov dik alam dafka b'shach b'rukumoy, v'aktam yugilus l'akroy. So the prim begodim is learning. It's not pshat when you get up and you go to sleep. Pshat is that you're constantly listening to music. It's a regilus. Kim tshorog v'choyom, it's asur. Kumo sham mekilim sov nivikli asur dafka k'shemalachim malachim haregilim. Sov v'pim agadim dafman nishari v'puma anu shaloi v'ragil v'chol yom mutur. Shalo aliyayin achbar v'choyom av shalo aliyayin hin l'chalik v'impum l'kli v'l'kuli alma asur. So, just like the Mekilim hold, that B'kli is asur, only like the kings, when they get up and they go to sleep, they're listening to music. The Megadim holds that even the one who's Matir B'peh, that's only if you're not Ragil B'chol Yom, Shelo Al Hayayin, but if a person's Ragil B'chol Yom, even Shelo Al Hayayin, there's no chiluk between Puma and Kli, and the Kuli Al Matzasir, if it's constant. Zebar Lefiani Yistaiti, and this is very clear in my opinion. Because the Prima Godim lo hiskir mi kli, didn't mention anything about kli, the sasim b'lashonim, nagni mashma afil b'peh. So the menagni means even vocally. But since it's b'choyom l'kuli yam asr, shalo ala yayin. So kumtos, according to the Prima Godim, listening to music too much, even if it's just vocal, if it's constant, is asur. Sai b'kli, sai even b'peh. And with this, v'zeh l'fi ani yuzdaiti yemtu atzaraya shevi orbach v'ashlat amalim avron l'asur shelo al hayayin. These Achronim wanted to ask you, even Shelo al Hayayin, from what it says at the end of Sota, this is an Daf Memches, Amar Rav Huna Zimra, the Nagdi u Debakri Shavi, the Gardoi Asin. Rav Huna says, the song of those who pull ships and lead the herd is permitted. Rashi, the Nagdi Moishchei Asfino is Bechevel, they pull ships with a rope, it's Mutter, Shereinu Elo Zarzim B'malachtam, it's Divis. Zaris them in their melacha. And what does the Bakri mean? Shemizamrim when they plow. That's to guide the oxen in their plows. So they work according to the rhythm of the song. So that is permitted because that's to work. But the gardai of the weavers, Rashi says, it's only for fun. It's only for their enjoyment, so that's us. So look, you see from this Gemara that's Tam, music for enjoyment is us, or even if it's only bepeh. That's what the Achronim want to say. So the answer is, Dishaini Yahacha, no, it's not a raya. Dava b'chol yom v'regili tu b'chol eis. So that's why it's us there. Because it's constant. So there's always music on. They're always singing. If they're always singing, it's us there, if it's the gardai. And this denagdi or the bakri is mutter because he needed for the work. And it's not for slok. But if it wouldn't be constant, then it's not asr. So these achronim, the raya is not a raya. They wanted to say it's asr b'peh. It's not asr b'peh. It's only here because it's constant. And that's asr b'kulei alma if it's constant. As we saw before in the Prima Gadim that he asked. B'chayadam, continues Rabbeinu, Mistam sasim la lasso v'simen kuflam et zayin si'if gimel, v'chay nira mea el yarabe, sham si'if koten yud, v'imken yesh b'davar harbei chashashis. The chayadam is sasim la'isr, so too in the Prima Gadim, en el yarabe si'if koten yud. It says the chayadam, v'chay gazru, remember when I was in 8th grade, the Rabbi Gold used to learn Chayyadim. That's what I remember, Chayyadim. I don't remember anything he says, but that's my own chisar. But it's good that we learned Chayyadim. Chayyadim was one of the Gedolei HaPoskim in his time. B'chein gazru shalashmo shum kli shir, says the Chayyadim, v'afilu shir b'peh. Even b'peh. V'chol minei simcha aser. That's a mayradika halacha that Asr, but even bepeh. And even if it's not constant, he's saying that it's asr istami. Doesn't go into details. So now we're asking about these women listening to their record players or their radio or whatever it may be, music tapes, or today, you know, to listen to music on the computer. Yesh bedavar in MP3. Yesh bedavar harbe chashashes. Shulayu klizemer. Maybe it has a din of klizemer. And klizemer, according to the Mechaber and the Rambam, are always asir. Because maybe this is considered a kli. First of all, if there's music, if they're playing music with instruments on this kli, then it's much more likely that it's considered a klizemer. Because what does it matter? The music is, you're hearing the music directly, or you're hearing the music from a kli. But either way, their instrument's playing. One could argue, no. Chazal only meant what they had in their time. When they had, you were actually listening to the instruments, you're not listening to the instruments from a machine. But in Pashtus, you're listening to the drums, to the guitar, to the piano, keyboard. So you're listening to it directly, you're listening to it coming from a machine. Either way, you're listening to instruments. So the Mechaber and the Rambam say, please, Emma is always asir. And even if it's bepeh, let's say you're just listening to chazanis, you're just listening to a cappella, you're just listening to vocal. So according to the Rambam and the Tshuva, it's asir, and the Bach, and the Shla, Magen Avraham is also choshesh for this. The Chayadim Paskins this way also. But even Shira bepeh is asir. And then if a person's a Ragil Batuva, person's always listening, so then according to the Prima Gadim, it's also the Kulei Alma. The Kolshkem is as man da'chor ben nikor achmana letzlan mashalei mizman chor ben beis mikdashenu. The Hotzim Yishal Tztuk Nesh Lahachav Yet Tzis B'chol En Yonah B'teok. In other words, today, things are terrible. You can see the Chorban even more today than you ever could. I don't know what, this tshuva is not dated, unfortunately, so I don't know what was going on in the world. at this time. But he says things are really rough these days. So, you know, it happens to be that the Olam is, you know, super duper makel on this. People listen to Shira, and they listen constantly, and they listen from a kli, and they listen, but you see that it's not so pashut. A lot of reasons to Aser, and he says, today you have to be extra special machmir, lotzim nevivin shel tztukim. The people think, oh, maybe the Rebbe's being meramis here, those who say it's al-chalta de geulas. Now, it's already the geulas, you don't have anything to be sad about. Play the music. We made it, we're back. There's a Jewish government. So he says, fakert, that's a good reason not to, it's a reason not to listen to music, to show that we're still in the Churban. So he paskins l'isser, and you know, the Olam is obviously Samech on the Ramah, who says that it's only, he brings an opinion, that if it's only if it's constant, shichvo v'kumo, and he gets up and he goes to sleep. And if it's from time to time, it's mutter. If it's the refuah, so the refuah, you're even allowed to wash yourself on Tisha B'Av. And even Yom Kippur, we only ask chitza shel tainu. For the refuah, you know, someone's depressed, mamish, forget it. Of course you're allowed to listen. V'Hashem Yisbarach Yishlach refuah shlem l'chol cholei Am Yisrael beruchni sevgashmis v'samchenu kimosim yisanu v'yishlach lenu ha'goyel tzedek v'yachzir shiftenu k'v'bishayna omen ken yiratzen. So the Rebbe feels this mit a zaftika bruche, a very strong bracha, we should be zochet to true refuah shleima, and to the Biyaz Goel Tzedek, etc., etc. So this is a fascinating tshuva. What I love about the tshuvas of the Kleisenberger, not that it's include other types of tshuvas, but I'm saying what I love about him is he's always mechadish. He's never just malakit. He says this, he says this, he says this. And then he passes the halacha. But he comes to a psak. He was a chav, he was a poisek. But on his way to get to the psak, he's always mechadish. New havanas in the sugya, new havanas in the mefarshim. So we have that here also. It's in a number of pshatim in the Rambam. To the Pshat and Pnei Megadim, and like the posek that he is, he ends up halacha lemaisa, be machmir. So what are these women supposed to do? They can listen to shiurim instead. Maybe that they can listen to the shiur satara. Anyway, mitzvah Hashem, we still have a lot more to talk about. Recently, we gave had six shiurim on the Yisur Shir Vataras for son of Akalos. There's still a lot more to say in that Mahalach, in that series, and many other tshuvas and shir v'zmanazeh. So please stay tuned, and hopefully we'll talk about this more, because this is a huge topic, because it's so common. So please stay tuned, and I thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.